Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, meantime.
We're back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. My pleasure to be part of your day. It's also my pleasure to introduce you again to an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and typically not a very scary guy. Gary Moore is senior vice president of investments at once upon a time in a former life for Payne Webber before founding his own company, Gary Moore and Company, which is an investment firm, and he's the author of Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. Remember that name, because that's going to help to enter into our conversation today. And also a brand new book, Faithful Finances, From the Poverty of Fear and Greed to the Riches of Spiritual Investing. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, sir. It's good to have you here. I'm doing great. It's good to have you on the show, as always, especially on Halloween.
I hadn't thought about that.
You know, I told somebody the previous hour that I'm going as Tom Selleck tonight. I'm going out as Tom Selleck, which saves me a fortune because I don't have to wear a mask or anything, see?
Oh, Jim, that's bad.
But now, you
listeners, he can get by that on radio, but I've met this guy in person, and he definitely isn't going to do that.
Oh, you burst my little illusion there, Gary. They all think I'm handsome. Hey, Gary, you typically don't have scary information for us, but for some reason, today, just sort of coincidentally, you've got a little bit of news. It might scare some folks, and in fact, you've reported it, and it's picked up a little bit of a viral effect, and it's spread around the country. You went over to see Sir John Templeton recently, didn't you?
Yes, I did, John.
What did he tell you?
Well,
by the way, John, wait, Gary. Before we do, everybody out there might not know who Sir John Templeton is. Tell us who he is.
Okay, well, John founded the Templeton Mutual Funds, and he's often called the Dean of Global Investing. Wall Street voted him at the end of last century, one of the three greatest investors of the century, along with Warren Buffett and Peter Lynch. That's
mm-hmm.
the easiest way to explain it.
Right. And so there's your credential. Now, this is the guy Gary went to see. What did he say, Gary?
Well, I took a cousin who was thinking about selling a small business, and he basically asked John if got the money, where would he invest it? And John just said to avoid buying stocks anywhere in the world at this point. He thinks there's relatively few values, but we have to keep that in context. And in the light of this morning's conversation, I do want people to understand. I want to speak, you know, that it, from my perspective, of which it sounded like John agreed. I don't want to get putting words into John's mouth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But long story short, it's just hard to find values, and John was always a deep value investor. Remember that. John buys cheap stocks, hoping they will become fairly valued, and sell them at that point.
He's looking for deals, isn't he?
Yeah, he does not buy fairly valued stocks and hope that they become overvalued stocks that he can unload on people. His morality does not allow him to do that, Jim. So please remember that. You have to understand John's perspective on things.
Mm-hmm.
He's also an extremely long-term thinker. And this week, some people picked up what John was saying and basically made a case that you should go out and buy gold futures for the next month or two. I mean, that's dangerous because John has a perspective of years, if not decades,
right.
centuries.
Right.
So keep that in mind. But, yeah, John is basically saying that what happened, you remember when we used to talk about he was very bearish on tech and particularly on internet stocks 3 years ago and made a lot of money shorting them, actually.
Right, just before they crashed.
Yeah, and what happened, and that's widely known, Forbes reported he made over $100 million shorting internet alone.
Mm-hmm.
And what basically he told us the other day is that, you know, funds have moved from the U.S. tech sector or had a few months ago to the point that, you know, the developing markets funds, for example, the Templeton one is up 44% this year. Well, obviously, that's no longer as cheap as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so what John was basically saying is that there are very few cheap stocks. stock still out there today. And he suggested that we invest in government bonds outside the United States.
He believes that the dollar is going to be severely devalued over the in the short term, doesn't he?
Well, he did not use the word severely. He just, his primary investment theme is that the dollar is overvalued. That is not unusual. When I told the reporter that John was anticipating that, he said, how much do you think it might fall? And I said, well, he didn't say, but the Economist magazine, a special report a few weeks ago, said their economists were anticipating up to a 40% decline.
40% decline in the dollar from where it is now?
Yep, but that's the economy.
It's already down.
It's already down, but it needs to drop some more. And you can go back to a report in The Economist at the library. It's called Flying on One Engine. It's 16 pages long, and the first page will tell you there. That's no secret.
Mm-hmm.
But John did not predict that, and the article that's floating around confused what The Economist had said and said that John predicted that.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that was really the only major mistake that the reporter made.
Right. Well,
So
the essence of what he said, Gary, was that he didn't see any U.S. stocks that were value stocks, and that he didn't really see any equities around the world that he was excited about, and that he recommended that we buy government securities, but not U.S. government securities, right?
That's correct, because what we're all worried about, Jim, is, you know, the Chinese have been financing a very high percentage of our mortgages. What's happening is we're buying goods from China, let's call it, where their principal trade deficit mm-hmm. is right now that everyone's concerned about.
It's everybody's trade deficit is just about was with China.
Yeah, and they take the excess money. What we don't understand, the story normally stops there, but what they've been doing is taking the excess money and buying our mortgage bonds like Jenny Mae's, Fannie Mae's, Freddie Mac's, and so on, and they're one of the reasons that you can get cheap mortgage money today. What we're all afraid of is that if interest rates begin to rise, that makes the value of those bonds drop. But for a foreigner, if the dollar drops along with it, which everybody says it needs to, then they also lose currency value.
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a double hit. And then if you're not careful, it can spiral, Jim. And as they take more and more money out, interest rates rise, which makes more and more people take money out. And
right.
That's what we're concerned about.
Stand by, Gary. I told you Gary had some stuff that was a little bit scary for us today. We're going to talk some more about this right after these messages with our good friend Gary Moore, the author of Faithful Finances 101. Gary Moore, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Gary Moore, the author of Faithful Finances 101. It's a brand new book, From the Poverty of Fear and Greed to the Riches of Spiritual Investing, with a foreword by the guy we talked about a minute ago, Sir John Templeton, one of the top three investors of the 20th century. And of course, Gary, as some people may not know, he was one of three, but he was the dean of that three, wasn't he? In terms of his longevity.
That's correct.
Because Sir John is, what, about 92 now?
91, I think.
91?
Yep.
So John, I mean Gary, when Sir John gave this information, how many people sort of said, well, wait a minute, are we taking investment advice from a guy who's 91 years old?
Oh, yeah. You know, that was reflected in the article. But I remember 3 years ago when everyone said that when he was shorting the internet companies. So they're taking him a little more seriously today, Jim.
Well, and this is the guy. What decade was it he said to start buying international stocks? What was it, 60s or 70s? Or
he started that 50 years ago. That's why he's called the Dean of Global Investing. But he's most famous in the early 80s. You remember the guys like Howard Ruff and Jim mm-hmm. Dines and. You know, America was done for, and John was saying nonsense. You know, buy stocks, they're going to triple this decade. And then in 90, he said they're going to multiply again. And And at the end of that decade, he says, nope, they're not going to multiply anymore. Be careful here.
So he's not a negative. He's not a negative Nelly on America. He's pretty much agnostic with regard to where to invest, isn't he?
Well, that's the funny thing, Jim, is back in the 80s and 90s when I would tell them people our worldview, they go, oh, that Templeton, he's always a Pollyannish kind of self sort, okay? And then in 2000, everybody wanted to buy internet stocks and stuff, and they go, oh, John, he's senile, you know, and you know, you can't win. People believe what they want to believe, so.
Yeah. Well, what are you telling your folks now, Gary, your clients that you help with their investments, what are you telling them to do with their money now?
Well, as far as, like, securities, remember we're talking about securities, Jim, and that's the important point for your people. President Bush today is probably, he won't say this and can't say this, but he probably wouldn't mind it if the dollar drops a little bit. What that does is it makes foreign goods more expensive, and therefore the small business owners of America would have less competition from foreign goods.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's good for our manufacturers too, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when Iacocca took over Chrysler, he just said, you know, if you could give me a lower dollar, I can make this company profitable again. And, mm-hmm. and that happened. And everybody thinks it was Iacocca, but it was largely the falling dollar and so on. And that's very good for American manufacturers and so on. But when it comes to securities, especially where stocks are priced for perfection today, and what we're really saying, if you think it through, is with China and India coming on, and this is a lot of people have been saying this, Jim, not just John, but it creates upward pressure on commodities.
Mm-hmm.
And that means our cost of production may go up. But at the same time, with those guys becoming competitive, we may not have the pricing power to pass all of it on.
What
happens is your margins get squeezed, Jim.
That's right.
And so we're pricing stocks today as if, you know, we're in for wonderful times with record high P.E. ratios and so on. You know, the NASDAQ's still at 95 times earnings.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's as high as Japan was before it plummeted 10 years ago. So basically, we're pricing stocks for this perfection at a time when things may not be so easy going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But for the small business owner, it's not a huge consequence other than his 401k or whatever. And with that, what he probably ought to do is be very careful right now. You know, if he has a foreign bond fund or a bond fund that mixes in foreign bonds, it's just a good time to consider putting some of your money there to protect your purchasing power.
You know, Gary, what you were just saying about pricing power, small business owners understand that completely. Because we know that our expenses are going up, especially some of our expenses like petroleum and insurance. We also know that we have no pricing power. We have very limited pricing power. And what I've been telling my audience and through my articles and on the show, Gary, is that that's not going to change in the foreseeable future. We're not going to have pricing power. I don't know. I personally can't predict when we'll have pricing power again.
Well, remember when we used to say that, well, we're losing our manufacturing to China and so on, but we're opening up our computers and so on. Microsoft's going to employ people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody the other day needed service on a computer, and he got to talking to the guy who answered the phone, and he found out he was talking to India.
Exactly. Or the Philippines.
You know,
I talked to somebody the other day in the Philippines.
Well, I read an article the other day where India is now outsourcing a lot of those calls on to China because they can get people in China to work even cheaper than the people in India.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all of this is not necessarily really bad. It's just going to hold our standard of living. It's going to make goods and services cheaper to us. That's the good side. But mm-hmm. it's a two-edged sword. We people here in the United States are going to have to get more educated, more creative, and so on to add value to what we're doing, Jim.
Well, it is a different marketplace. Some people say it's not a new marketplace, but things are different. There's no question about that, and we're having to learn that every day. Gary Moore, thank you for being here very much. The book is called Faithful Finances 101. I encourage you to find out where these books are available, which are anywhere books are sold. Thanks, Gary. We'll see you next time.
Take care, Joe.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back with our scary CPA, Doug Stiles.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.